Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 79, Text 30.
Tam punar naimisham praptam rishayo ayajayan muda kritvangam kratubhi sarvair nivrittakila vigraham tam punar naimisham praptam rishayo yajayan muda kratvangam kratubhi sarvair nivritta kila vigraham.
Go ahead.
Tam punar naimisham praptam rishayo yajayan muda kratvangam kratubhi sarvair nivritta kila vigraham. Tam punar nimisham praptam rishayo yajayan muda kritvangam kratubhi sarvair nivritta kila vigraham. Tam punar naimisham praptam rishayo yajayan muda kritvangam kratubhi sarvair nivritta kila vigraham. Tam punar naimisham praptam rishayo yajayan muda kritvangam kratubhi sarvair nivritta kila vigraham.
Ladies, all ladies,
Bangam kratubhi sarvair nivritta kila vigraham. Tam
him, Lord Balaram,
punaha
again,
naimisham
at naimisharanya,
praptam
arrived,
rishayaha
the sages,
ayajayan
engaged in performing Vedic sacrifices.
Muda,
with pleasure.
Kratu,
of all sacrifices.
Angam,
the embodiment.
Kratubhi,
with ritualistic performances.
Sarvaihi,
all varieties.
Nivritta,
who had renounced.
Akila,
all.
Vigraham,
warfare. Later, Lord Balaram returned to Naimisharanya, where the sages joyfully engaged him, the embodiment of all sacrifice, in performing various kinds of Vedic sacrifice. Lord Balaram was now retired from warfare. purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, when Lord Balaram went to the holy place of pilgrimage at Naimisharanya, the sages, saintly persons, and Brahmins all stood up to receive him. They understood that Lord Balaram, although a Kshatriya, was now retired from the fighting business. The Brahmanas and the sages, who were always for peace and tranquility, were very pleased at this. All of them embraced Balaram with great affection and induced him to perform various kinds of sacrifices in that sacred spot of Naimisharanya. Actually, Lord Balaram had no business performing the sacrifices recommended for ordinary human beings. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he himself is the enjoyer of all such sacrifices. As such, his exemplary action in performing sacrifices was only to give a lesson to the common man to show how one should abide by the injunctions of the Vedas. Om Gyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanamano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Prashabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hodi Priye. Vancha kopitarubhyascha kripa sindho bhyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tam punar naimisham praptam rishiyo yajayan muda. Kratvangam kratubhi sarvair nivrittakila vigraham. Punar naimisham praptam. Lord Balaram had gone to Naimisharanya before, and having killed Romaharshana Suta, he was asked to go on pilgrimage, which he did. Having completed his pilgrimage, he wound up at Kurukshetra, as we've just heard, then returned to Dwarka. And Punar, now again, he's come to Naimisharanya to perform sacrifices. Tam Punar Naimisham Praptam Rishiyo Yajayan Muda. And the sages engaged him in sacrifice. This is the business of the Brahmins. Yajan Yajan Patan Patan Dana Pratigraha. To perform sacrifice and to engage others in performing sacrifice. To become learned and to make others learned. And to accept charity, dana, and distribute charity. These are the six engagements of the Brahmanas. So when a pilgrim comes, they'll engage him in sacrifice. And so they engage Lord Balaram also in sacrifice. But Lord Balaram, of course, is sacrifice personified. Yajnavai Vishnu. And he's the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam ichchati. There was no need of his performing, offering sacrifices, because he's the person to whom sacrifice is meant to be offered. But still, he set the example. Yad yadacharati shreshtas tat tadeve taro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tat anuvartite. Whatever a great person does, the ordinary people follow. Name partasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nan avaptam avaptavyam. Then, Varte Vichakarmani. Krishna says, there's no duty for me prescribed anywhere in the three worlds. I have nothing to gain. But still, I very carefully perform prescribed duties to set the example for others. Even kings like Janak Maharaj, who also had no reason, because they were transcendental to the Shrotavyasya Shrutasya cha. They're beyond the Vedic injunctions. But still they set the example. So, Krishna urges Arjuna, you also should fight, just to set the example of the duty of a kshatriya. So Lord Balaram himself, although not in need of performing sacrifices, performed them. Naim lokostri yagyasya kutonya kuru sattama. Without performing sacrifice, one can't be happy in this life or in the next. What is that? Yagyartat karmanon yatra lokoyam karmabandana. One must perform all activities for the sake of sacrifice. Otherwise, one will be entangled by the reactions for what one does. Yajna artha. Everything should be done for sacrifice or for the sake of Vishnu. Artha means for the purpose of, for the sake of. Yajna. Sacrifice or Vishnu. Yajna artha karmanonya anyatra. Lokoyam karmabandha. Therefore, the whole world is entangled because they don't perform sacrifice. They do everything for their own sense gratification. And therefore, they're not happy in this life and in the next life. Bad news. Nayam lokostriya agyasya kutonya kuru sattama. So, Lord Balaram was willingly agreed to be engaged. The sages were very pleased to engage him in sacrifice. Although Kratu Angam, Kratubhi, Kratu Angam, all the sacrifices are just limbs of the Lord. or the Lord himself is the embodiment of all sacrifices. But still, he performed sacrifice. That's described also that when Krishna was in Dwarka, every day he was performing sacrifice, he was giving charity, he was performing all prescribed duties. Although he himself is the target, the beneficiary of all such activity. He was even doing meditation and meditating on himself because there's nobody else to meditate on. He was meditating on himself. Yes, meditation is one of the daily duties, to give charity, to do some meditations, do all of these things. So Lord Balaram was setting the example. Sarvai Nivritta, Nivritta Akila Vigraham. He'd given up fighting, retired from warfare, and now he's doing sacrifice. Okay, are there any questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, this chapter is quite unique for me in a sense that unique for me, because here Balramji represents Guru Tattva and Duryodhana is identified as a skilled person.
I see.
Skilled.
Skilled person.
Yeah. So, and he could satisfy Balramji, or could he could satisfy Balramji, Duryodhana. Yeah, Balramji. So
who could satisfy who?
Duryodhana.
Oh, okay.
Could satisfy Balramji as a Guru Tattva. So what principles governs that when we say Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado? Because in this case, Krishna was not happy with Duryodhana, but Balramji was happy as a Guru Tattva.
So Balaram was his Guru, not Krishna. So, of course, the context here is, let's see. Yes, he accepted the Guru, and by the grace of the Guru, he became expert. This Duryodhana was the best club fighter by the grace of Balaram. Yasya Prasada, the Guru was pleased with him. What is that? Yes, he was pleased with him. So he taught him very nicely all the secrets of club fighting. But that's as far as it went. He was his guru for fighting, not for spiritual realization. Duryodhana never asked, who am I? Why are the threefold miseries always giving me pain? Am I this body or am I something else? No. Simply, how can I fight effectively with the club? So for that. And that's what he got. He could have approached Balaram for higher purposes, but his purpose was how to be able to fight. So he got that blessing from Lord Balaram. Yes, you can fight. But not more. Not more. Anything you want to learn, one is, you're advised, approach an expert. If you want to learn violin, if you want to learn mridanga, if you want to learn business, if you want to learn anything, then approach a person in knowledge, surgery. So Duryodhana did that, but he didn't approach for the highest purpose. Tad vigyanartam sa guru meva vigajche. That should be the real purpose. Vigyanartham. Of course, he got Vigyan. He became realized in fighting with the club. But he didn't become realized, what is that? In Shreya Uttamam. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. He didn't ask about Shreya Uttama. He just asked about how to be a good fighter. And therefore he didn't know what Shreya Uttama was. He thought, let me kidnap Krishna, let me do so many things, mischief. He didn't know what his ultimate benefit was, his misfortune. Anyone who approaches a guru simply for material benefit, he may get that material benefit, but he doesn't get the ultimate benefit. Prabhupada talked about that. Some people joined Gaudiya Math, and their goal was how to get the property. They got the property, but they didn't get more. So one has to approach the guru for the real business of life, not for just technique. A lot of people now in the West, they're interested in approaching a guru to learn some technique, you know, some meditation, some exercise, some this, that. They want to learn a technique, but they don't want to surrender their lives. And they don't want to attain the highest realization. They want a technique only. So they get a technique. Not more. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, in the pastime of Jai Vijay coming down to this earth three times, so all the other two times, like Ravana, Kumkarna, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, at their present context time, they were like prominent demons. But in Krishnila, Shishupal Dantavakra seems like not very much, like Duryodhana was there, Kamsa was there, Jarasandha was there. So is there any, they're not like very prominent demons. Even in Bhagavatam, small sections comes for their description.
Because there was a big convergence of demons when Krishna came. Otherwise they would have been big demons, but there were so many other big demons that we look and say, oh, they were small demons. They were big demons, but there were so many others who took the opportunity to appear, to take part in Krishna's pastimes.
Hare Krishna. So we see sometimes Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram, sometimes he seems to contradict Krishna.
Lots of times.
Yes. So can you explain what are the reasons? So taking example of, he wants to marry Subhadra to Duryodhana, but she wants to marry Arjuna herself and Krishna also. So how do we understand this contradiction?
Everyone's an individual. Even the personality of Godhead, he's not only an individual, he's many individuals. Although he's one individual, he takes the form of many individuals. And each of them acts individually. That's the opulence of Krishna. There are different kinds of expansions. The yogis expand, but their expansions are all the same. But Krishna expands, and each expansion is separately constituted. So Krishna appears as Krishna, he appears as Balaram, and they have different personalities. One is the older brother, one is the younger brother, one has this opinion, the other has that opinion. And that creates enjoyment also. It's boring if your brother always says, yes, 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 good, good, whatever you think, yes, yes. Now, are you out of your mind? What are you doing? Then there's some enjoyment. This is the personality of Godhead. He can disagree with himself and enjoy it. Is that okay? And we can also enjoy how Krishna is taking two different forms and disagreeing with himself. The devotees can appreciate. The non-devotees may not appreciate, but devotees appreciate. Krishna has taken two different forms, and he's at odds with himself even. Disagreeing with himself, taking two different sides of the same issue. Krishna takes one side, Balaram takes the other side.
Thank you, Maharaj. You just mentioned that how a yogi can expand, just like we hear from Bhagavatam also. So, can you a little bit more elaborate what is the difference between the two kind of expansions? Krishna expanding in Dwarka into the same self.
The yogis can only do one thing. Prabhupada said they're like television expansions. So if you see like Amitabh Bachchan on the television, if you see him on one television, you know, raising his rifle, then all the other televisions, he's raising the same rifle and pointing the same way. That's television expansion. So the yogis are like that. What if he raises his hand in benediction, all nine forms raise their hand in benediction. That's what he can do. Therefore, when Narad Muni went to Dwarka, he was astonished that he went to one palace, Krishna's there. He went to another palace, same Krishna's there. He went to a third palace. So he knew the trick too, because he's a yogi. But he can imagine nine palaces, but 10, 20, 30, 40. And in each palace, Krishna was doing something different. In one palace, he's welcoming a daughter-in-law. In another palace, he's giving a daughter away. In one palace, he's playing chess. In another palace, he's consulting his advisors. In another palace, he's doing something else. Each palace, different. And Narad Muni was astonished. How is Krishna doing that? Now that's one of the opulences of Krishna, that he can appear in different forms, doing different things. He also appears sometimes in exactly the same form, and sometimes in a different, slightly different. In the Rasa dance, all the Krishnas were the same. When he married all the queens, each Krishna was the same. But when he appears as Balaram, a little different. Different color, different nature. That's another opulence of Krishna. There are different technical names for that. What is that? Vaibhav Prakash, Vaibhav Vilas, like that. Different technical names for these different kinds of expansions. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. Whereas the word Deva usually refers to the demigods. But someone asked me this question, that why do we address Lord Narasimha Deva as, you know, as Deva?
Though Deva, Deva Jagatpate. He's Deva number one. Govinda Deva. What is that? Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Deva. The Govinda, he's the original Deva. Krishna's, Deva means God. So the original God is Krishna. He's the original Deva. And the assistants of God are also Devas, godly. They can also be called gods, but they're small gods. And Krishna's the big God. So the big God is called Deva Deva. Deva Deva Jagatpate, the Deva of all the other Devas. Just like officer, the commanding officer. So in a platoon, there may be a commanding officer. But at the head of the whole army, there's the commander-in-chief. So he's the commanding officer and they're commanding officers. But he's the chief commanding officer. There are so many devas, but Krishna is the deva of all the devas. The worshipable deity of the worshipable deities. People are worshipping Indra, this one, that one, Shiva. But they're all worshipping Krishna. Just like the gods are also called Ishra. There's so many Ishras. But Ishra Parama Krishna. He's the Parameshra. Is that okay? Anything else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, I was in Pandharpur recently and devotees asked me a question, why is Krishna there called as Pandurang?
Why is Krishna called Panduranga?
Because Pandra in Marathi means white.
But I don't know. I could speculate how it's derived, but I wouldn't want to do that. You have to ask the pujaris or something at Pandharpur.
Does it refer to Balaram or?
I don't know.
Another question.
You have to ask Lokanath Marsh. He'd be the authority.
Maharaj, regarding worship of Lord Chaitanya, we see that we know that he is Krishna, but his bodily color is so different, his attire, his avatar is so different, he's like a sannyasi. But still we call him Krishna. And
Lord Nrisimhadev also. Krishna is playing a flute and dancing with the gopis, and Lord Nrisimhadev has sharp nails and he's tearing apart Hiranyakashipu. They're very different. But he's Krishna.
So if a devotee leaves his body chanting Gauranga, when a devotee leaves his body chanting Gauranga, then he goes to Golok, or he goes to Navadvip in Golok. That is not very clear exactly. That in Golok there is Navadvip.
He goes. I don't know how funny that is. Is it really that funny? I don't know. He goes. What is that? Shri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Yeba Jane Chintamani Tarahoi Raja Bhumi Vash. There's no difference between Goloka Vrindavan and Gaur Dham. So it's described as the same devotees, the same Krishnas performing pastimes in both places, and devotees may also accompany him performing pastimes and different moods. Well, these things will all be revealed in due time. Okay, yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. had a question about the third offense to the holy name. It says to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So whenever a guru gives some suggestion, it's mostly like advice. So what is the difference between disobeying and guru just suggesting and the disciple not following?
Guru Arabhagya, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. There may be some advice, if you like you can do this, but then there are orders, you must do this. No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex, 16 rounds, so many orders, you must do this. And then there's some advice, if you like you can do this, if you like you can do that. Especially the orders given by the spiritual master should not be neglected. For that matter, the advice should be taken very seriously also. But if it's optional advice, if you like you can do this, then if you like you can do it. Or if you like you can do something else. That's the meaning of if you like. Is that okay? What did you have in mind?
Hare Krishna. How does one know what is an advice and what is an order?
Because if you don't know, then take it as an order. Anything else? Okay, shall we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai.